You're listening to the Prescription for Purpose podcast, the go-to space for everyday women to go from surviving to thriving by pursuing a purpose that's truly rooted in faith. And now, we're also becoming the premier space for Christian coaches and therapists to finally learn how to integrate faith into their practice without being churchy or limiting their audience. Each week, we'll merge biblical wisdom with practical everyday application so that you can be empowered to excel in every facet of your life and business. Are you ready? Let's get started. Welcome to this week's episode of the Prescription for Purpose podcast. I'm really excited about this episode and the episode that will follow. This is actually part one of, I say two, but we'll see what the Lord says, where we're talking about how to create content God's way. Whether you are teaching your local children's church and you're developing a curriculum, or you are a podcaster, or you are a therapist developing plans of care and different frameworks to help support your client. A lot of us are often looking for God to give us divine wisdom, to give us the ability to create. And He has shown me some things, and I want to be able to share them with you all. I had the opportunity earlier this year to speak at a town hall for Christian podcasters, where God gave me this message about creating from connection. I want us to explore that here, because if you cannot discern that in this dispensation of time, God is shifting something, and there are those of you who listen to this podcast in whatever your respective lane may be, God is calling you to create, to not sit on your gifts. And we'll talk about that more in the coming weeks. But to really step out and do what He's called you to do. There are entities that are falling. And I think the issue that I have right now, the beef that I have, is that there's way too much fanfare around the towers falling. Right. The buildings falling, the entities falling, people who have big names and big platforms. God is in a season of passing judgment, and He's separating the wheat from the tares. And if you can't discern that, I'm telling you that is what's happening. And there is a lot of fanfare online, social media. Y'all know I done came on here and fussed about people who make their entire platforms about simply crying loud and sparing not, but nobody is teaching the word of God so people can go back and learn how to discern for themselves. I'm not going to go on a tangent. I'm not going to go on a tangent. But what I want is that anybody who is under the sound of my voice, I want you to know that God is calling you into a position where you are prepared for the sheep that will scatter. Everybody is excited to call out the false prophet, but who is prepared to help the body recover? Let's not pretend like we're not all a part of the same body. And so, yes, yeah, sure, if there's a part of the body that's diseased, get rid of it. In that, though, who is stepping up? And who is ready to answer the call of God to step into their gift and serve His purpose, serve His people, and serve His priorities? And there's not enough of people ready to do that. And that really bothers me. And so when I took it to the Lord, He told me to share this message. First thing that I want to address is that a lot of us have gotten into this space, into this Christian content creator, whatever you call it. I've literally started this podcast because the Lord said to start it. I was frustrated that I was finding things as I studied the scriptures that nobody taught me. And I was like, I can't be by myself. And God said, you're not. Now get on this microphone. And I am grateful. And I have just seen God move in ways that I could have never imagined over the last 5 years. However, what I want us to remember and what we have to understand, whether you are starting a business, whether you are creating a platform, running a TikTok, if you're like me, we have the Prescription for Purpose mobile app that I create content for. No matter in any of your doings, you need to be making sure you're doing what the Lord called you to do. And then you need to make sure that you're not simply stepping into this space because you have a result that you want. In James 4:3, it says that you pray and you don't receive because you have the wrong motives. And this isn't just isolated to us creating content, but it's also a lot of our heart dispositions are off, even in terms of our relationship with God, because you got saved, because you had an outcome that you wanted, and the outcome wasn't, I just want Jesus to be the Lord over my life. That's why we have a lot of this struggle. You're mad at God because, God, I'm coming here and I'm serving you. I'm getting on the mic and I'm saying the things and you're not doing what I want you to do. Huh. If you're trying to create content out of that heart posture, we got work to do. Every time I get on this mic, it is a privilege. I don't care what the analytics say. All I know is if it is one person that God may have this message for, I'm going to share it. And we get so caught up in being productive that we lose the priority. Before God will reward you externally in this temporal world that is passing away, He is going to do an internal work and an eternal work first. And so if you find yourself frustrated with God, because you had an expectation that was not in alignment with what He said. Because oftentimes we come with our expectations and we're not even asking Him. We're not even asking Him. That is not faith. I just did a word study with some ladies in the SALT program, and we're talking about this. And I'm going to, as the Lord leads me to, start recording some videos for YouTube. But when you study faith, it literally means like God's in-worked persuasion, meaning that He says something to you and say, hey, I'm going to do this, and you then respond. Did God say that? Did God tell you to start the platform, start the podcast, do the things? Because we're not supposed to live life for God. We're living life with Him. And if you're trying to create, because you're trying to quote unquote manifest, that's witchcraft, by the way. We don't manifest nothing. We get the word from God. We do our little 2 cents and then He does the rest. He manifests the outcome, not you. But if your heart posture is like that, this ain't gonna work. This is why people are false prophets. This is why people are in positions that God never called them to. This is why you're so discontent. A lot of our discontentment is because we wanted God to do what we wanted Him to do instead of us realizing that all things have passed away. Even our desires have to be surrendered to the Lord. Never in a million years did I see myself here. If you know me, you know I like to be in the back, minding my business. I'll do whatever you need me to do. But ideally, me being at the forefront is not my disposition. I'm just kind of low-key. What am I in my business? I have to surrender that. God had other plans. And so if before we even get to creating content, if you need to check your heart because you've come to the Lord wrong, you've started in positions and started platforms and ministries, and it was birthed out of a way of you trying to show God that you are worthy of whatever you're asking Him for, we're out of order and we need to repent. You're never going to be content if you are out here looking, or your success is determined by anything other than God being pleased. And I know that sounds real churchy, but it's for real. Our discontentment in the Lord is because we are overstepping. We desire something more than Him. And so we can't allow these platforms and these things that we are entrusted with to become idols, because then you'll see these conversations about false prophets and false teachers and all the things. Some of them are just straight up demonic to begin with. Some of them are people that y'all have listened to, and they might have been on fire at one point, but then their devotion stopped. And now this is just work to them. Now, because they've created these personas and they have not been operating in what God has called them to, how God has called them to do it, it's a struggle. Now you have to step outside of God's will to try to maintain something that you got outside of His will. And the false prophets are going to be exposed. God will not be mocked. But our response is, instead of trying to clock the T all the time, is to get in position and make sure that your heart isn't in a place and in a position and in a posture where you end up on one of these people's YouTube videos. Like, there are going to be people who don't disagree, or who don't agree rather. But you need to make sure that, like, truthfully, you're not allowing pride, you're not allowing your own greed, the lust of the eyes, your own passionate desire for things outside of God that now have you discontent because, God, only 10 people following me, then steward them 10. Are you faithful over the 10? We have to make sure that our priorities are straight. Before we get to even talking about creating content God's way, you need to make sure that God even called you to create content. You need to make sure that the kind of content that you're creating is in alignment with what He called you to do. Because a lot of us are getting caught up in the allure of a platform. Understand that there is a weight that is attached to you opening your mouth and saying, "Thus saith the Lord." And a lot of people don't have reverence for God, and it shows real bad. So before you are really quick to open up your mouth and speak on His name, what that man said, put some respect. Put some respect on His name. Not even just in what you say, not that false respect, because you can have a head covering on and still be a heretic. I'm saying, like, revere God, love people, do what the word says in your actual life. Because this is not for the faint of heart. I believe it's James 3:1 says, like, you should not want to be a teacher, friend. Like, you should not want to be out here. You should not want to be. You need to understand the weight of what God is calling you to do every time you open your mouth and you share the gospel on a platform that's going to the nations. You shouldn't want to be a teacher. You're going to be judged more harshly. Are you prepared for that? Or are we so busy focused on the metrics and the platform and trying to hit 10K for what? You want that? The blood of those people's souls are on your hands if you are leading them astray. And so this wasn't even in my notes. I just felt God telling me, like, no, we so worried about who the false prophet, what TikTok video, who's on YouTube getting exposed. Make sure it's not you. Make sure it's not you, because pride will tell you that it's not. God should be holding up a mirror to you. And when you're really in your word and you're devoted to Him and you're at His feet, as a leader and a content creator specifically, he's going to continually hold up a mirror to you, because his whole point of us walking out this life is to look more like him. Not for you to have 10K followers and for you to get monetized. It's okay if that happens. But baby, I will continue to work a full-time job. I don't care. I'm doing this because God called me to do it. I'm grateful for everybody who's here. I'm grateful for those who listen. I love what God has entrusted me with in terms of being able to speak his word and care for his daughters. I love the sons too, child, but that's not my ministry. God has called me to specifically speak to his daughters who are in relationship with him and trying to do the things. You're type A, you love him, but because you haven't experienced real love, you're doing this performative, work-based, value-based, and God don't, like, none of that even matters to him. He just loves you. And nobody's taught us that. So every time I'm on this microphone, God's like, tell this to my daughters this week, period. Lord, I'll say it. And you need to be sensitive enough and devoted enough to God that he is showing you areas for you to correct, because then he's also giving you a look into the body of Christ. And each of us play a role. And so we need to make sure that as we approach God in regards to this topic, that we are really being mindful of our heart posture. Everybody want a platform, and don't nobody want to be in their word. It makes me mad. It's a righteous indignation. I am furious. I'm so sick and tired of people getting on here and proclaiming, thus saith the Lord. Read your freaking Bible, and not just read it, study it. You wouldn't have to worry about trying to identify which one of the videos is the real person or the fake person, or what such and such is doing at their church, if you get in your word. Get in your word. Does it take time, energy, effort, training? Yeah, but I'm devoted to the Lord. It wouldn't even be a question, because your discernment would kick in, because you're in the word. You're speaking to him. He's pouring into you. He's revealing. And we're so caught up in the filth. Girl, read. Please read your Bible. Study it. We got too many resources to not know how to study the word of God. And then we want to get on platforms and speak on behalf of a God that we don't even know what he says. And we get caught up in the gifts that God gives that are without repentance, and you're not examining fruit. And as a content creator, there's fruit on my life. Don't get caught up in the gifts. And I'm going to always point you back to the one who gave me the gift. Now, y'all better take heed to the Lord and what he's saying. As we get into this vein of how to create God's content God's way, there are three types of people that I'm talking to. The first are those who feel burdened. So you've been feeling overwhelmed. You got tasks, responsibilities, and now you're overwhelmed, so you avoid. So now you're procrastinating and you're distracted, right? You have analysis paralysis. You're confused. There's some doubt. You're not even really engaging with the assignment that God gave you, and you're really avoiding anything that has to do with spiritual growth because you're like, look, this heavy, and I don't know what to do with it. You might be burnt out. So you are experiencing this extreme exhaustion and emotional depletion, right? You're overworked. You need just weeks, months off, and you take it away from your project. You come back, you're still uninspired. You don't feel rejuvenated. You don't feel renewed. You're just stressed. So now you're disconnected from the assignment and also all of those things that you need to do: prayer, fasting, studying. And now you're physically fatigued, you're emotionally numb, and you don't even have passion or motivation for the assignment that you once were on fire for. Or you're bankrupt. You just feel empty. You feel like you have no purpose. You just want to quit. You ready to throw in the tile, like Tyrese said, okay? You're like, you know what, God? It's giving Jonesha. I'm about to hop in the belly of the whale. You ain't even got to throw me in. No boat involved. I'm running. And if you are dealing with feeling bankrupt, there's this disillusionment. You are disappointed. You're cynical. You're emotionally detached. You don't have any joy, no passion, no fulfillment, even though on the outside there looks like there is achievement. How are you going to show up and create and steward well from this place? You cannot. In any of these places, and you might be more than one, you can't. And the issue is that we are not connected. When I taught this lesson, what God showed me is that a lot of us are trying to birth things on our own. And what we have to do is make sure that once God gives you the assignment, once you are pregnant with purpose, and once you're going through all the birthing pains, all of that, we need to make sure that we are checking the umbilical cord. What does that mean? It sounds kind of crazy, right? But what I saw God, he said, check the umbilical cord. The nurse practitioner in me said, umbilical cords, that's fire. But what we don't often understand about umbilical cords in the natural is that they are made of three strands. It is a three-stranded cord, two arteries, one vein, and it is the vessel that keeps the baby connected to the source, right? If a baby is growing, there's a placenta on the wall, there's an umbilical cord, and the baby. And this three-stranded cord does a lot for the baby. This is where you receive nutrients and oxygen. The umbilical cord is responsible for eliminating waste. The umbilical cord exchanges the hormones that regulate the pace in the process of organ growth and development. The umbilical cord helps maintain temperature regulation, so there's a stable internal environment. The umbilical cord protects the integrity of the blood vessels inside to ensure that there's no interruption of blood flow or nutrients simply because the baby moved. And if we understood the assignment, if we understood, like, I need to create out of a place of connection, because what happens is we get excited, we get these little assignments, and then we cut the cord. And now you've lost your oxygen. Waste ain't getting out the way it's supposed to be. The process and pace of your development slows. You don't have any type of internal stabilization as far as temperature regulation. And you hot, cold, and lukewarm all at the same time make it make sense. And now the integrity of that flow of blood is being hindered. And so we have to make sure that we are not allowing for the pressures of a platform and the what seems like mundane things to get us out of position, to have us cut off. So just like the umbilical cord delivers essential nutrients and oxygen to a baby, we got to stay connected to the Lord as people who are going out and proclaiming what he's saying. If you're going to create content God's way, you need to be connected to him, or you're just doing stuff. So that's prayer, studying scripture, fellowship, you really receiving the sustenance that you need for growth and vitality. When we're connected to God effectively, those spiritual toxins, right, that through confession, repentance, seeking forgiveness, it won't allow pride to build up, because everywhere you go, people are applauding you for the gift and nobody is checking on the fact that you are dying on the inside because you're struggling with sin and it's going unchecked. When we're not connected to God, then we don't have the guidance, the wisdom, and the spiritual discernment of the Spirit, who is the one who regulates us to get through life challenges, to make wise decisions, and to align our lives with God's purpose, not the other way around. We follow Christ. He does not follow us. And a lot of us, if we're being honest, have approached everything in our relationship with God as if he serves us and not the other way around. Just like an umbilical cord maintains the temperature of a baby, when we are not connected to God and we're trying to create, especially if we're trying to create, there is no stability or security. And so now, the minute trial and tribulation comes, because it will, it's a part of the package, girl, read the fine print. It's not even fine print. Read it, James, everywhere. When trial and tribulation comes, now you're struggling to maintain a close relationship with God. You're not anchored, and you want to know why your content is off. You're not anchored and you're doing the stuff and you're like, something's off, God. I don't even feel it. And then when we're not properly connected with the Lord, this umbilical cord, right? We are not in position to where the integrity of everything that God has given us is being protected. So we don't have, there's a level of protection missing in terms of our business, our creativity, what God is calling us to do, the downloads, the revelation. The enemy's going to come and try to steal it. The trials of life are going to try to get you frustrated so you can't remember the download that God gave you. But when we're constantly living in his presence, God surrounds us just like the outer layer of that umbilical cord that protects that three-strand cord, his presence, his refuge protects us. And then we are able to get the strength and the comfort that we need, especially in times of trouble. When you are securely attached to the source, you can have excitement. You can be still completely dependent. 5 years later, I'm a witness. God has blown my mind the way that he's changed this show, the way that he has changed the direction. It's giving excitement. Y'all have no idea how excited I really be. But what happens is we get all of this excitement in the beginning, just like when people find out they're pregnant. We do gender reveal, rah, rah, rah. We're excited. But then as we walk into what we like to call giving birth, we just cut the cord. And the second that the cord is cut on a baby, the baby is now completely dependent on outside sources to receive nutrients. The baby is now completely dependent on outside sources for oxygen and everything else that it needs. The baby is now dependent on outside sources. Once baby comes out, we cut the cord. Now that baby has to eat via a bottle. There's not this passive reception. Now the baby got to do stuff. Now we got to hope the mama is a good mama and change the baby diaper. Whereas before, the umbilical cord was getting rid of waste. And what we need to understand is that as content creators, our platforms that we've been entrusted with, our assignments, our gifts, baby, they need to stay attached. Delayed cord clamping, okay? Google it. Because we call ourselves giving birth to something and we just allow that cord to dry up and fall off. And now we're distressed because we're trying to take care of a baby and we're not prepared for it. We're trying to manage something that was never our full burden to bear. But because we've taken away the connection and the source, then we're not able to receive those benefits. We now have to worry about every little thing. When God says that he's given us everything that we need to attain godliness, go read 2 Peter 1 and 3. That connection maintains that we have everything that we need to do what we're called to do. And so if you find yourself burdened, burnt out, bankrupt, then it's a clear indicator that the cord has been cut. And now you're reliant on all of these outside factors to support and sustain the assignment that God gave you. Like, I'm telling y'all, even in the natural, right? You want to be a nerd? Go look up delayed cord clamping, for real. Now, even in the natural with babies, there are benefits to us not cutting the cord too soon. And we need to make sure that we are connected to the proper source. That's what we talked about in the beginning. That your connection, that your hope isn't in the getting the 10,000 followers. And the only reason you're taking the route of God is because you want him to bless it. No, because that connection is connected to lust. It's connected to people pleasing. It's connected to you fulfilling your own motives. Creating from connection requires that we are first connected to the proper source, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Go read John 15:5. Apart from him, we can do nothing. And so if we believe that God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that he's all sufficient, all knowing and all powerful, I'm trying to figure out why we struggle as Christians to do what God said his way and why we always treat Christian content and creating Christian content and doing business God's way as if it's some type of disadvantage. Like we oftentimes are creating from a place of desperation, being discontent, or to fulfill our own desires. Why? If God is the Alpha and the Omega, why? If he's the beginning and the end, if you believe what you confess, if your declarations aren't adding up to your decisions, it's a problem. And I know that we're all human. It get a little shaky out here. It be ghetto sometimes. I ain't gonna hold you. However, the truth of the matter is, a lot of times we're desperate, discontent, and really distraught because our hope is in something outside of God. Our desires are in something outside of the Lord. And we are trying to get God, give us an idea so it can pop off. And he's like, your heart is foul. You couldn't even handle the influx of people. You think I'm going to send my people to you? The same way I care about you, I care about them. And you're not even in a position where you have compassion for them. You see them as a paycheck. You're not even fasting for them or pleading for them or interceding for them. You just want them to click, like, follow, share, and subscribe. What value are you adding to them? How are you pointing them back to the Lord? I'm not about to send my people to you. You're not about to fleece my flock. I'm a good shepherd. I love you, and I love you enough to, one, not put you in a position where you're going to have to experience my wrath like that, and two, where my sheep are going to be okay. And we don't ever consider that. That's why James said, and even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what gives you pleasure. And a lot of times we will say with our mouth that our pleasure is in pleasing the Lord, but our responses and the way that we behave, our practices do not line up with that. And so I want to give you some ways to really identify if you are disconnected. This is why you're having a creative block, right? If you're having a creative block, I want to give you three areas that you need to assess. First is distance. Do you have a lot of separation between you and the Lord? Have you gotten off path? This happens when we're pursuing our own desires and we done left the flock. If that's you, go over to James 1, 14 through 15 and James 4 and 8. Repent and turn back to the Lord. If you're discontent, meaning that there's this restless aspiration for improvement, you're always running after the next thing. You're not even taking the time to see the grace of God because you're so busy trying to get to the next. I've been guilty of this. You're always just letting God know that you're just not satisfied. And you have this unrest in your mind. You just always going, I got to get to the next, and I got to, That's why you have a creative block, friend. Go on over to 1 Timothy 6 and 6. That's for you. If you are experiencing a creative block, are you in disobedience, sin, meaning that you've missed God's mark? Meaning that you've refused or neglected to obey. I don't know who this is for, friend, but delayed obedience is still disobedience and it's still sin. Go on over to 1 Samuel 15:23, where he say rebellion is as wicked as witchcraft. It's in there. Go read it. I love you. But let's confront the issue. Repent so we can get on with what God has called us to do. And then finally, are you distracted? If something is distracting you, something, someone, they've drawn your attention or directed your attention to a different object or in different directions all at the same time, go on over to James 1, 5 through 8 and find out what happens when you're double-minded. You can expect nothing from God. And because God is the ultimate creator, And because there's nothing new under the sun, everything comes from him. Everything comes from him. In Colossians 1, 15 through 17, it says that Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before everything else and holds all of creation together. How are you trying to create, let alone create Christian content, without making sure that you are doing it not for Christ, but through him? I'm not doing it in place of him. I'm doing it through him. I'm doing it with him. A lot of us are positioning ourselves, oh, I'm doing this for God. Girl. God is giving us the honor to do things with him, do life with him, not apart from him. And so you're disappointed and you feel slighted because you're doing stuff from a position of an orphan. No, I'm doing this out as a result of me loving my father. I'm up recording this at 12:25 a.m. with my scrub still on, not because, oh, if I don't, no, because my father told me to do it, and we out here. I'm recording it. It's going to get done. Because he loves y'all, and I love y'all too, and we're going to do it. And we all need to get in position. So I pray that y'all hear my heart, y'all study y'all Bible, and quit getting caught up in this foolishness, and then get in position. We're all charged to go out and make disciples, teaching them how to live life for Christ, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Go read Matthew 28, 19 through 20. Everybody's assignment. All of us have been commissioned. So all of us should be looking to create, looking to solve a problem that God has placed us here to solve. And we're so busy, worried about our own selfish desires that we haven't even asked God what he wants us to do. We're just hopping on the latest trends. And then we out here calling everybody false. Like, it's too much noise. Get in position. Get reconnected. Next week, we'll come back and I'm going to talk to you about God's intention for creating, because we should have the same intention he did. And then we're going to talk about what we can learn about God through his creative process. And it's going to give what it's supposed to. But first, heart check, friend. Let's get reconnected. You have to create from connection. You create from overflow. God math is multiplication. And you can run till that. Two fish, five loaves. Okay? God math is multiplication. So you don't have to be desperate to create. Because when you are devoted, you're just creating out of the overflow, out of the abundance of the heart. This is the abundance. I haven't even processed all the amazing things that God has been showing me in a way that I can then deliver it effectively. But I am literally bubbling over. And I love that for all of us. And it's not just because it's me. It's just because I really spend a lot of time with the Lord. I live my life with him, even when I'm doing my homework. Even like I look for him, I'm devoted in everything that I do. And once you stop being discontent and disconnected and distracted, your day-to-day life, God will show you something. I was in a therapy session with a client for my preceptorship, and God gave me a download and was revealing things, first of all, about me. I felt like I was looking at myself 10 years ago. It was crazy. But then God gave me a download in the middle of my school clinical. And he's no respecter of persons. He will give you the ability to create. We need to be connected. So I pray that y'all hear my heart, but more importantly, y'all hear the Lord. I love you. And make sure you come back next week for the next episode.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.